This is the Tim and Jess podcast for Hit 96.1.
Jess, right now joined in the studio by a very special guest, former AFL Essendon coach Kevin Sheedy, absolute bloody legend. Kevin, good morning.
I am here.
Yeah. Now, you were in town last night. You're alive. It's good to see you. You were in Panola last night celebrating the football club and the footy up there. Can you explain to us how last night was?
Well, last night was really good because I like it when they have a whiteboard there and I can use the whiteboard and have a bit of fun. And it'll explain a lot of different things, you know, like... So there's a little bit of a business content to it.
Yep.
We had the junior team there and I want to make sure I didn't miss them.
Yeah, of course.
And, of course, we have the 40-year-olds. Well, you have my mom.
Exactly.
Okay, so you've got a wide spectrum landscape of audience and men and obviously women. So it was a great night. I enjoyed it. I'm pretty sure they enjoyed it. And I think in the end, and that's what I get out of, like, not being locked up in coaching or playing anymore.
Yeah.
You know, I've done my 50-odd years and this is my real first couple of years out and about and having a bit of fun. Work at the Bombers 3 days a week.
Well, that's good.
In innovation and creation sort of stuff, you know. So, and of course, you actually make eye to eye contact with people.
I think that's definitely a very important thing, especially for the young kids coming through Auskick and stuff like that. Just going, when players come out just for a training session or like someone like yourself coming out, kids just light up because it's someone they've seen on television and football. It's their favourite thing in the world.
Tim's been lighting up all morning.
Yeah, I'm an Auskick kid, Kevin, big Essendon fan, so it's great to have you in here. But, for obviously Panola, one of the oldest footy clubs in South Australia, and we have lots
the oldest
club. So we have lots of teams here in the southeast. Have you got any, like, sort of advice for the young kids that are just coming through 17s, 19s about their local footy? Because it's just kicked off the season in the Western Border Footy League.
Yeah, well, look, to me it's always about skill and about camaraderie and teamwork, you know, to me, and discipline to want to make it. I mean, you've got to be able to, distribute the ball left to right hand and left and right foot these days. I started working on that with the Bombers and even in my first coaching stint at Richmond as assistant coach, I made sure that we actually got away from just being a one-sided player. And I think skill and one grab player, half volleys, bouncing around your legs and just zap it up like a Hoover vacuum.
Well, local player Timmy O'Brien, he plays for the Hawks. He kicked 3 goals on the weekend, Hawks big win over West Coast. So it's good to see some kids out of the southeast that are actually heading up and heading into the big times.
Well, I had Steve Copping, who's a fantastic player.
Yes.
I've had a listen, Dale. And we had Grenville was, I think, from Bordertown. I missed Mackay. My recruiting officer we missed Mackay. I was dirty on that.
Yeah. Kevin, we were just talking about during that song, you've got some big plans and you're very excited about the country league that's coming up.
I always like to try and create big games.
Yeah.
Players get out there in front of 80. Like we had Richmond, Melbourne on one night and the next day we had, that was 84,000. Next day, 88. So here's, 4 hours of footy. 170,000. That's amazing. You know, that's a whole gridiron game, 4 hours, and we get 180,000. So if you put them together. But look, I think in the end, we've got a country game coming up on the 13th of May against the Mighty Cats, and that's going to be a big... We have a field day. We're going to have... we'll have the Country Fire Authority march. We're going to have a... we're just going to have a monster day. This is going to go on for a long time. This will be as big as Anzac Day.
Wow.
And we're going to get eventually to invite all the regions of Australia. First time ever in 150 years, we are going to have the best regional teams in Victorian country playing on the MCG.
Wow.
Ever.
That's incredible.
Before the Geelong and Richmond... Sorry, yes, there I go. His eyes nearly fell out of his head. Geelong Essendon game. And, of course, we'll have the Country Fire Authority march and those sorts of things. And we're going to lunch it on the Friday beforehand at the casino with a lot of the best ever country players.
Yep.
And Greg Williams, Sam Newman, basically Danny Frawley, myself, not from the country, but I'm actually the creator of the lunch and the game. And that's going to be for the Flying Doctors, Royal Flying Doctor Service. And now I think that's just a fantastic group of people that work their hearts out to make sure that our people in the country are safe. This country game is all about men's health and country health.
Which is very important.
Well, 8.6 million people, never been thanked, create some of the greatest sporting stars in the history of all sports in Australia. And here's our opportunity. This will be as big as Anzac Day.
Now, Kevin, you probably do not remember this at all, but last year...
I took you for training back in 19...
Yep, almost got drafted. It was unfortunate. But no, it was round one last year, Essendon versus the Gold Coast. Bombers went up there.
Oh, that's
you
right.
You were there.
I was in the audience before the game.
Exactly. That's I met you right. rolling okay. through...
Jeez, you've got a good memory. Yeah.
Yep. And
it was a big day for Tim.
First time I'd ever seen you in the flesh, so I was very excited. Yeah. Bombers fan
and
my whole life.
Not. Yeah.
And I got asked to get a photo with you after some right. nudging from some friends. So here it is. You probably don't remember
No,
it.
I was on the outside. We had a canvas. So yep. I don't remember that.
So if you notice there is a jumper there, an Essendon jumper, and you probably don't remember this at all, but you offered to buy that shirt off my back. And I thought you were very serious, and I was very concerned because
I wasn't serious.
Because it was the only shirt that I had, and I was trying to find it this morning to show you. Because
you ever heard of a suntan?
Exactly. I'm very pale, very pale. I was trying to find it this morning, but I think after that conversation, I was so scared that you were after my jumper that I've hidden it and I can't find it anymore.
Hey, look, I'll tell you now, I've only been married once. If I take another football Guernsey home to my home,
oh no, you'll get in trouble.
I'm dead set.
Have you got like a big collection?
I've got. From all around the world, Australia.
Really?
Gridiron, soccer. I mean, I've got that.
Have you got your own section of the wardrobe?
And no one's allowed in there.
Exactly.
My son keeps sneaking in. He's like, what about that one, Dad? No. That's Manchester United. You're not getting it. I said, wear it out in the garden and throw, you know, hammers and picks and shovels around and get mud all over. I said, you can go down and have a beer with your mates with it, but you're not going to the garden.
Well, thank you very much for coming in. I'm very lucky to have you in, Mr. Kevin Sheedy. So do Google Country Legends Lunch if you want to get involved. For Country Round coming up, Essendon versus the Cat. It's going to be huge.
And great to be here. And hi, everybody. Lovely to be on your show.
Thank you very much.
Come on. Come and get it. Tim and Jess, 6 a.m. weekdays on Hit 96.1. And always on Facebook.com/Hit 96.1.